Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, this is your Let's Talk Truth radio broadcast, and this is your host, Lois Bullock, and I'm here today just to say hello, and hopefully we will be able to share some truth on a topic that we find near and dear to our hearts. Today, we're going to talk about women and the roles they play. We're going to examine the power that women have in life and the different roles that women play in the lives of others. We're also going to explore women who support their husbands and the ones who don't. We're going to talk about women who marry and them that won't. So we get down to the point, we're going to talk about women. And you know we have something that we need to say because Let's Talk Truth. We want to absolutely hit every avenue that we discuss. We want to tell the truth in those areas. Again, I want to caution you that though this says Let's Talk Truth, we're not here to preach to you. We're not here to say that we're expert except through the living and life that we've shared over the years. But we do stand on the point that if truth is to be told, it must be told in with Christ at the center. If what we do in life never adds up to the Word of God, then we're merely giving our opinion on something. And our opinion doesn't amount to anything in the real world because we have to go on what is truth. Okay, we're talking tonight again about women and the roles they play. We want to start out by talking about the different, the powerful position that women have. Women are the very essence of power, and I believe that's all the way from the biblical term all the way down. So we're going to get to that point where we really examine a woman's role, and women have wear many hats, and they have to be powerful in order to have a lot of those hats, be able to wear those hats, and to wear them effectively. A lot of us wear hats, but are they effective when we wear them? So those are the things that we have to do, the effectiveness of the hats that we wear. Made it to our studio, Mr. Motivator. He stops by, and we're just so thankful that he comes by. Louise is coming by. And I guess you all know that there has to be some connection between Mr. Motivator and Louise because wherever he goes, she goes. I mean, I fail to see the connection, but it has to be a connection there somewhere. We're going to get to the bottom of it one of these days. By the end of the show, we're going to get to the bottom of what's actually going on between Mr. Motivator and Louise. But Mr. Motivator, good to have you here this evening. Let's give him a round of applause for coming. Okay, and Louise, did you all ride together? Did you come in the limo, or did he stop and pick you up, or did my driver bring you? But either way, you made it. Thank you, Louise, for coming and sharing today. Okay. Now, are y'all ready to get into a subject that is really a sensitive area and to the point where I'm a female, I'm a woman, but we have to tell the truth about ourselves. And only if we tell the truth can we kind of gain that respect. If no more for ourselves, well, we respect ourselves, we have to make sure that other people respect us, too. I did a show a while back on women being second-class citizens, That's the way people think of us. But if we would come out and just really tell the truth about the position we play and the roles we play in the lives of others, in our own lives, basically, I believe we can find ourselves being a little bit more respected and that we won't be affected by what people say about us all the time. We're going to get down to where we examined. Count up the roles that women play. We're wives.
Okay.
We're mothers.
Mm-hmm.
We're siblings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're aunts.
Mm-hmm.
We're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we're business women.
Mm-hmm.
All of these hats we wear as one person.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult do you think it is to wear all these hats, or is it difficult to wear them effectively, or is it an easy task? What do you think, Mr. Motivator?
Wearing any hats, it can be a difficult task. I mean, hats look awesome to see people with all the beautiful hats on, but each one of those hats represent responsibility. When you have a hard hat on, that means you may be involved in something that's very technical or something that's physical. You could be an engineer. You could be responsible for the conductor who's operating the train or the transit system. You could be a technician who's responsible for making sure that all of the wires are plugged into the right connections. These are important positions. And to have on a hat like that and turn around and then you put on another hat, now you're the mother in a home or you're the grandmother. Okay, you put on another hat, now you're the coach. Now you're the mentor. Then you put on another hat, now you're the one who has to be the glue that keeps the family together. Okay, another hat, you're the problem solver. You have to take all the calls. You have to go out and assist the family members that get into situations. These are not easy hats to wear. But what it tells me is that we must recognize that women are also leaders, and women have a great role, and they have a great effect upon the people in our society. Therefore, women are important, and they must know that women need to know that they are valued and appreciated, because there would be more chaos, more problems, if the women weren't wearing a lot of hats. And I grew up around strong women who had to make sure that things were taken care of. Therefore, I have a lot of respect for women in the home, women raising their children, women raising their grandchildren, women taking on the responsibilities of assisting those that are less fortunate, and so they become mothers for those people or those families. Yes, women are important, and wearing those different hats isn't an easy thing. It takes a lot. It's a lot. A lot is required to wear those different hats.
Okay. You know, you're absolutely right. We're talking about women now and the role they play. We have gotten down to where we're examining the woman as far as not only her role, but how the women who support their husbands. And I don't think too much now society really, the women in our today's society don't really support their husbands. Women in today's society do more leading than they do supporting. And that's something we're going to address later on, which I don't think is going to make me very popular, but among our listeners. But still, I hope people can appreciate the fact that I'm telling the truth. And also, for those women who are single, do you know, I'm a female, and I have heard the cry too long about, I'm a single parent. I'm a single parent. Do you know a lot of people are single parents by choice? But we cry about it as if we can't help ourselves. You know, Mr. Motivator and Louise, I hold my hand up when I say I'm responsible for me being single. You understand what I'm saying? Because we don't know how to, we don't know how to appreciate that male figure. That, because we look at it as a subservient role, and we don't look at that definition of that word as a positive role, because the word subservient means we have to be submissive. Now, we've had a problem being submissive. I'm talking about me. I've had a problem being submissive, but what I didn't understand is it is hard to be submissive in a place where God didn't put you. You know, a lot of us form our own relationships. We say, dude, ooh, he is so fine. Oh, he makes that six figures, and that's what I want. And we never stop to consider maybe the man that we're supposed to have is not the man with the six figures. Maybe we're to build those six figures together. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a lot of different reasons why we hang on to the thing that I'm single and I'm not married. And some women just won't marry because you don't want to submit. You don't want to be submissive to anything. But if you look at things, it's kind of horrible that we are feeling that way, because if you look at life in general, we're submissive to something every day. Mm-hmm. But I think that this is the burden that we're bearing or we're carrying in order to keep us from being where we're supposed to be mm-hmm. in life and to cut things short. You know, we're just messed up with all the power that we have. Now, I tell you that I'm not going to preach to you in any manner, but like I said, the truth has to be encompassed about with the word of God. Christ has to be the center. And I was looking at the Proverbs 31:10. Do you realize from Proverbs 31 in any Bible, I do the King James Version, but you can do the New International Version, whatever version. From Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, that is a powerful woman that God is talking about. That word is talking about a powerful woman. Do you know that?
Yes.
A woman that is trustworthy. How trustworthy are we? How many times have we lied to our husband? We've gone somewhere and charged something on the credit card, and then catch the mail so he can't see it and pull it out of the back of our closet like we've had it forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done that once
mm-hmm.
when I was married. Though it might seem funny, though you might get away with it, but it's dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
It's dishonest. So, you know, it's just so many things, little bitty things that I think of that we do as women
mm-hmm.
that we're not going to actually have the respect we're supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to have it because we're taking ourselves out of that place.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking ourselves out of that place. So once we get there, once we get to that point, then how are we going to demand respect?
Mm-hmm.
We just can't demand it. So, Louise, I'm going to ask you to give us a little bit of insight that you're feeling here, talking about women and the role they play, and in whatever capacity, out of the many hats that women wear, what do you have to say about us as being in the role that we're in as females?
Okay,
what I see the role that we play as a female is that we wear many hats, and so we have to be more responsible, and we have to start acting like being considerate of people, because whatever we do, it's going to all together. It's going to affect other people. So, for example, being a female, I know that my hat as being a mother, a daughter, a sister, and a worker, and all that kind of stuff. Everyone is looking upon that woman, and so whatever you do, whether it's good or bad, it's going to affect everyone else. So you definitely, for whatever hat you wear, you want to make sure that you portray that as being positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Let me tell you, I think about the women, strong, powerful women. And I think about the women, say, like in Hollywood. It is so rare that you find successful marriages
mm-hmm.
in Hollywood.
Yes.
Because it seems like the man and the woman both clamoring for that attention, and they begin to rub each other the wrong way, or for whatever reason, they don't get along. But it's one woman in that's a celebrity that I literally admire. You never see her. You never see her out front, but yet she's a powerful force in her husband's life. And that woman is Pauletta Washington, Denzel Washington's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's a powerful black female. She's a powerful actress, and she has her own thing going for her. But I never see her out front. I never see her taking over a spotlight where her husband is. It's just like, she, you know, and they've been married for years. They've got, I believe, four children, four possibly grown-up kids. But I admire her. She was born in 1950, so that would make her about 62 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Still looks powerfully wonderful. Of course, he is a good-looking man.
Mm-hmm.
But she's right there. She's pushing him. She does this. She does that for him. And she's so different from a lot of females that you see out there. Remember Kobe Bryant?
Yes.
I remember seeing him. I'm not a basketball fan, per se, on television, but I remember when they won some championship.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see the team for seeing his wife out front.
Mm-hmm.
Every shot she had to be on the front. I asked myself, I said, does she play basketball? Is she on the team? When you find, I believe that's a bit of insecurity. When you can't push your husband to do, you have to be there. I've got to be on the front line. I've got to be right there. I've got to be seen. Somebody has to know who I am. And I think that's horrible. That is so horrible. A woman has too much power for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was an old song that they did a commercial on about a woman says, I can bring home the bacon fried up in the pan and never ever let you forget you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
That woman is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
If women knew the power that they had, we could run so smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
And with each hat that women wear comes a unique responsibility under that hat. There is a love that she has to share with her husband that you don't share with anybody. I mean, it's a depth, it's a need, it's a power there, a source that's going on. Then when you get to your children, you've got to love them, nurture them, teach them, help them to grow. Then you got to be a friend. You've got to know how to be a friend, tell your friend the truth, love them through ups and downs, yet not allow them to think that they're getting away with something or on the wrong path. You're going to help them come back to the right path. That's what you are. You know, that's the hat you're going to wear as a friend. Then your aunt somebody, you know. You've got to absolutely be able to love somebody else's children. Then you've got to go out in the community and be the best person that you can walk out and be kind to everybody out there on the street. Look at the different hats women have to wear. So that means you have to have power because God never would have created us in that capacity had he not given us the power to do it. And we've sold ourselves short. We've sold ourselves short because we have come up with everything but the power that he's given us. We are, I don't want to say, we're messy. We have to keep mess going. We're just not comfortable in our own skins. We have to keep mess going all the time. We gossip about each other all the time, put each other down all the time. And that is not the representation we should be involved in as a woman. Now, Mr. Motivator, I know you've never been a woman a day in your life. But you have had women in your life, strong, powerful women.
Yes.
And you have seen them struggle to come from a place to a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And as a black woman, we have held this stigma that we've had to be strong for so long. We have. But I don't know how it felt to be strong back in the slavery days because I never was a slave. Everything that I was taught, my mother taught me how to be a powerfully strong woman. But not to a point where I'm going to cast aside that really good side of me, whatever is on the inside of me that's got to come out. Out of all the roles we play, we are a powerful force. Women are powerful forces. Now, Mr. Motivator, what can you offer us as far as females, maybe in the business world? Do you see them as being powerful or pushy? You know, those are the two P's. Powerful in a positive way or pushy in a negative way. What do you think?
That's an interesting question. I think, first of all, behind every successful man is a good woman. And we've often heard that cliche. And it's not that he has a good woman, he has a great woman. Because that particular woman is cut from a different branch. For one thing, that woman is a team player. She can be behind the scenes, as you were mentioning a few moments ago about Denzel Washington's wife. You see, when you're cut from a different branch, you can shine without trying to force yourself to shine. Now, I find it interesting that also you mentioned about women being aggressive, forceful, or pushy. That depends. If it's a male who has problems with women in the first place, who's uncomfortable with women being in managerial roles or being in leadership positions, that man may look at anything that a woman does as being pushy, being bad, okay? And the same man could look at another man who does the same thing and say, hey, he'll embrace me. Hey, he's bold. He's cocky. He's what we need, okay? So I think that sometimes can vary depending on the individual that we encounter. But to look at it a little bit more closely from the way you are coming in from a different angle, I believe that a woman can be aggressive, and a woman doesn't necessarily have to be pushy unless she's in a field, she's in an area that requires her to be pushy in order to be competitive. But I think women are unique, and women, all of us have our own talents and gifts and potential, and it's up to us to develop what we have. And if we focus on what we have and use it to the best of our abilities, we don't have to do things that are rude, things that are questionable, things that are shaky in order to maintain that type of position or to have that type of respect. I believe that when you allow yourself to shine, you allow yourself to be who you are. When you allow yourself to be who you were created to be, you're going to stand out in the spotlight anyway. Lord, when you have it, when you got it, you got it. Mm-hmm. If you got charisma, people are just going to know it when you walk in the room, because there's something about you, and we know that you do have charisma. But there are a lot of people who have that. Okay, some people don't have it. So the people that don't have it feel that they got to walk on other people. They got to stand in front of people. They got to pick a fight because they want to be noticed. But when you have something special, you don't have to chop somebody's leg off. You don't have to run over somebody, shoot somebody in order to get someone to notice you. What you have on the inside of you is going to shine.
Mm-hmm.
The real you is going to come out.
That's right.
And that's what we need to embrace, especially the women tonight that are listening to the show who need some encouragement, who feel like they've been walked on. It's time for you to welcome you, to say hello to yourself, and to like yourself, to love yourself. Can you look in the mirror and actually smile at yourself? How many can do that? It's difficult to look in a mirror and smile and appreciate yourself if you've been disrespected, you've been looked over, you've been passed over. It's very difficult. But when you feel good about yourself, when you've discovered you, and you know that what you have is unique and that you were cut from a different branch.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I bought this branch, this tree limb in, tonight, because it, to me, it's a beautiful tree that he came from, but it's a reminder that this tree stands out because it's unique. This is the way this tree was designed. This is the way this tree was made. So this tree doesn't have to try to be like another tree. All it has to do is be itself and look at the beautiful green leaves that are on it. You can see the grayish, brownish type color, and you can see that it's a very beautiful plant. All of us are beautiful the same way, but you got to see yourself as beautiful. Until you see yourself as beautiful, till you see yourself as a lady with charisma, a lady with class, then you can walk in it.
Yeah.
But if you don't see yourself as a lady, and maybe the people who you grew up around, who really were the ones that were making all the success, reaching the pentacles, these were men.
Mm-hmm.
okay? And it's difficult for you to see yourself as a lady that's successful and has all this because all the people that you admire were men, okay? And you want to be a lady, but you're acting like a man. And you don't have to act like a man. You don't have to growl, and you don't have to do the things that men do that I think women who have class would do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate yourself.
All right. You know, while you were talking, Mr. Motivated, it just so many things came to mind. We embrace things that are just not absolutely sound for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing against this person. Some man wrote a book that says, think like a man, but to do something as a woman.
Act like a woman, but think like a man.
Now, Mr. Motivator, why would I want to think like a man?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to think like a man? That means I'm trying to get myself in a position to get over or to put up some wall to protect me in some way. But I don't need that if I'm a woman. So I don't know. I didn't buy the book. I didn't look at the movie. And I have nothing against the people who did. But my thing is, why in the world as a female would I want to think like a man? Okay?
That's a good question, Lois. Now, I did happen to read the book, and the one that I read was by an entertainer, a fellow comedian, Steve Harvey. And my wife has also read the book, and so has my daughters. But my wife read it because the girls were excited about it, and she wanted to get a look at what they were reading to get an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought, I'm going to share you a little bit about it, and but I think we'll get somebody else here to make some more comments. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if Louise has read the book, but I think Louise may have read the book, and we'll let her share some things. But the book, I believe, it's not so much for a woman who understands how to be a woman. It's for the woman who doesn't appreciate being a woman, and she's allowing the men to step all over her. And in the book, basically, he tries to get the women to look at things, to understand how men look at things. Because men, even though men love women and they want to go out with every woman, guess what? There's only a certain woman, a type of woman that man will want to take home to meet his mother.
Exactly.
There's a certain type of woman that man will want to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so there are so many women. There are a lot of women who listen to men and they do whatever the man tells them to do because they think that they're going to be able to get that man. And Steve was trying to signal to those women,
mm-hmm.
you can't listen to this man and do everything that he wants you to do because sometimes he's only thinking about one thing.
Exactly.
And if you let him get to the goods, okay, he's going to pat himself on the back and he's looking for the next person. So I think Steve was trying to get the women to understand that a man is going to respect you if you respect yourself as being a woman.
Exactly. I know what his purpose was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that daft that I don't know what his purpose. I know what his purpose was, but instead of tell people to think like a woman, I mean like a man, why not tell them to really get in touch with what a woman is supposed to be? You know, because I'm telling you, if I'm thinking like a man, I'm going to say, well, I'm going to do this because this is what, you know, we're always going to go, and be the, you know, trying to outwit one another. You know, I'm going to outwit him. And but that's a time waste.
Yeah.
If I will teach, and this is where we have to start teaching our females, wait on whatever it is. You know, I was looking at this. I know a young lady who gets up every morning. Her son is like a year old. He gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning. She gets up, she gives him a Bible, and she makes him go back to bed. And she makes him sleep until 11 and 12 o'clock in the daytime. Well, no one ever told her, sweetheart, when that baby gets up, get his breakfast, get involved in something else so that he can have a good day. You know, but we want to just lay around. And I was looking here at in Proverbs, and it says how a woman rises up early in the morning to take care of her home, to take care of her family, to do everything. So we don't teach women to do that. I promise you, our young women will sleep all day long if you don't wake them up. What is it about yourself that you can't rise up in the morning? Mr. Motivator, I cannot sleep all day long. I just can't do it because there are so many things that if all the hats we're wearing as women, when will I get to implement those different positions, those different duties? You can't sleep all day long. That's when you got your night-night cap on. You know? You still got your night-night cap on and you went to bed last night at 10 and you still have your night-night cap on at 12 the next day and you're not working at night. You're just sleeping. You're either sleeping or something, but you're not being effective. And this is what we have to do. The roles that females play are such powerful roles because so many things depend on us as women. So many things depend on us as females. The different hats, as you said earlier, call for different responsibilities. And if we don't implement those responsibilities, then there's something wrong. It's got to be something wrong with that.
I agree with you on that. And I was thinking there's another book out too, Lois. And I think it's called, isn't it, Act Like a Woman and Think Like a Woman? No, this one is by another lady.
And, why do I have to think like a man?
Yeah, it's called, that's it. Why do I have to think like a man? And so she comes in with it from another perspective, and hers is more related to what you're saying right now. But as being an entertainer, being a comedian, motivating people to make them laugh, and also being a motivator, helping people to reach their goals and objectives, when you find a person that sleeps all the time and sleeps all day long, and they get up and then they want to go back to bed, that's a person that's not motivated. You have to be motivated. When you're motivated, you have a life, and your life is exciting. When you don't like your life, why should you want to face it?
I agree.
When you feel like you're going nowhere, there's no hope, you want to lie around and you sleep all day. But guess what? You are wasting your potential. You are allowing yourself to dwindle away. You are wasting your life away. But one day, you're going to wake up and realize you're going to realize the impact that you could have had, or would have had, had you taken the initiative to get up and to put on some of those hats and to accomplish some things.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a guy say to a doctor, he said that a small amount of stress is good for people. He said it's just that when people overwhelmingly stress themselves out, when they put too much on themselves that it becomes unbearable, that's when it attacks their health. But he said a little bit of stress is good for you because it helps you to deal with things, challenges, and to meet those challenges. And guess what? Every time you meet that challenge, there's another notch in your belt of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you conquer, the more you grow. We were designed to be conquerors. Mm-hmm. And if you're sleeping all day, just practically every day of the week, and the only time you get out maybe is on a Saturday, you have no life.
Exactly. Oh, this is so powerful. What I would like to challenge every woman that hears this message or hear this broadcast to start the very next time you wake up, let that be the beginning of a powerful life for you. Let that be a beginning. And all you have to do is set yourself to know who I am. God made me, I'm a female, and realize who is the one that's going to be there to push you in those areas. For women who are single, if you desire a mate, I tell every female, get so close to God that the man has to find God to find you, then you got a good man. You don't have to think like a man if God don't send you one. I don't want to think like my husband. I want to think like me, and I want him to think like him, and then we come together on a common ground, and I want him to love me for who I am and for how I am. And I don't want to have the games that people play now. God, I did it years ago. You know, when you go and you call your boyfriend to make sure he's at home, and if he's at home, you just pop up to see if anybody is over there. Nobody want to play those games anymore. We're too old for that. And our young people, they're too young for that. They don't need to be put in a position where they have to compete, fight, and fuss over a relationship. Relationships should be smooth. Should be smooth. It should be something we look forward to. And you said something a moment ago that is so powerful when you said we're conquerors. The Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors. That means I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to overdo it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna not just reach the potential, but I'm going to reach way over the potential. So this is something that's so awesome. If women just really realize, boy, we got a lot of power. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much power you got? Look what Eve caused Adam to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just by being a female, just by being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Samson. Got all of his hair cut off because Delilah had so much power.
Mm-hmm.
you have to understand, women, you have power you don't even know you have, that you can tap into it. Now, this is one side I want to get on. We've been talking about how we're going to push our women into being powerful women. What are we going to do about the women, the vindictive side of a female? Do you know if you want to get on the bad side of somebody, don't get on the bad side of a female.
Mm.
A woman will eat your lunch if you get on her bad side. Because a female is so vindictive. Man, she will do anything. She will sell you up the river if you make her mad. And what I want women to understand is if things are not going your way, maybe you're in the wrong building. You're in the, you know, somewhere you're not in the right place. If you have to reach that point in, of vindictiveness, how can you destroy somebody's life? But we have women that will destroy a man's life. Oh, he raped me. Oh, he did this. Oh, he hit me. Oh, he punched me. Oh, he did. And you're lying. And you have caused that man harm. You ruined his life.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really deep what you're saying, Lois, and it's so true. There are a lot of vindictive women out there, and I've met a few of them in the corporate world, and it's sad that they will dedicate their lives and with to being relentless and trying to destroy somebody else's life.
Yes.
But again, the individual that does that has no life. You see, Lord, you have to like yourself. You got to be able to say, hey, I love me. I love who I am and what I do. And you know, I love comedy. I love motivational speaking. I love acting. I love writing books. I love being Mr. Motivated. But guess what? The law of attraction allows, brings the people to cross my path that are interested in those kind of things. People that want to enjoy life. People that look for company. People that want to be motivated. Those people constantly cross my path. They run into me because that's what I'm projecting. See, I walk in expectancy, and I want to challenge all the women that are listening to the broadcast tonight. Walk in expectancy. Wake up expecting things to be great. Mm-hmm. Stop poisoning your life by bitterness and allowing it to affect you to the degree that, because the men who want joy, the men who want laughter, the men who walk in expectancy, when they see a woman who has a dark cloud cast over them, they avoid that woman like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can pick up, even though the woman looks beautiful on the outside, they can pick up the body language. They can feel the resentment, the bitterness, everything is there, and they go the other way around. But when you don't carry all those things with you, then the law of attraction starts working in your life, and you are attracted to the thing that you focus on the most. If you focus on joy, you focus on having a good time, enjoying yourself, those are the kind of people that are drawn to you. But at the same time, you focus on, I'm going to teach her something. I'm going to show her something. I'm going to see to it that she never works in another environment, that she never works in this city again. Okay? They think that their satisfaction, I'm going to get him fired. I'm going to damage his record so he'll never be able to work at another company in his entire life. They think that's going to bring them joy and they're going to be fulfilled by that. But guess what? It's not. And you know what they're doing? When you destroy somebody else's life, you are planting a seed that will resurface in your life.
Exactly.
And then that seed is going to reciprocate itself, and you're going to constantly end up in the same situations, and they're going to just cover you, and the people around you, even your own children, are going to get caught up in it because you're allowing that poison to come out of you and to affect your environment. You can't walk around hating people, and just because you don't like the way somebody looks or because they don't talk the way you think they should talk, You want to destroy their life. You want to gossip. You want to slander. And when you destroy somebody's character, and especially when you lie to do it, do you know that's the seed you planted?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come back up. That seed is going to come up in your face.
Exactly.
And somebody's going to destroy your character.
You know, that is so wonderful. And I say this because as a woman, I have, you know, so many things to look forward to. I want to grow. I want to do this. I want to do everything that I'm put here to do. I want to be a positive role model. I want to be something positive in everybody's life that come across my path as well. And I was going to do a show on abuse of women, and hopefully we'll be able to do this in the next show or maybe two shows from now. But as I was doing a little research about abusive women, I just thought about the number of women that's doing the abuse. Do you know there are men that are being abused daily by females? I'm not talking about another man. I'm talking about females. And where did we get that kind of strength from? And where did we get that kind of mentality that we want to be abusive and we want to make people do what we want them to do? We have females or women out there who set their sights on a man, and they want that man regardless if he could belong to anybody. He could belong to somebody in the White House. But I want that man, and I'm going to get him by any means necessary. I'm going to get him. So they start to wheel and deal and lie and scheme and scheme and scheme until you get what you want. But just because somebody's in the same ring with you, it doesn't mean you have control over them. Just because you have forced somebody to be in the same arena with you, it does not mean that you, that person, is going to be there for you. So what we've got to understand, and females, we've got to work on our control issue. We have to control everything we do. If we did the controlling, man, we've put God out of business, haven't we?
Yes.
We have put him out of business. He doesn't have a job anymore because we're so busy controlling our own lives, and we have to control it down to everything. The men can't. They can't drive a car right. No, you don't need to be in that lane, honey. Get over here in this one. Or, honey, why'd you back up like that? Why didn't you back up like this? Well, honey, why'd you wear this instead of wearing that? We never find ourselves being pleased with anything anyone does for us because we want it to be controlled. I have got to control this situation. And I promise you, if you'll notice, women who are prone to control you, they're very dangerous. They will manipulate. They will hurt you. They will lie on you. They will do anything. And we don't want to be held in that cut. That's not one of the roles we're supposed to be involved in. That's not one of the hats we're supposed to be wearing. It is not. Okay, Mr. Motivator?
I agree. I think we have to learn to appreciate each other. And I think even the women have to realize that not every man is out to get them. There are a lot of women who hate men, who see men as competition. And so their goal is, I got to show this man that I'm better than he is and that I can do what he can't do because I got to let him know he's nothing even though he's a man. And therefore, these particular women who have that hate, they go after every man they can. And a lot oftentimes they even create things in their heads about this man. And the man doesn't even know about me. He's not even aware on one particular job that I worked on. There was a woman who was in a leadership position who went after every man in her department because she didn't want men in her department unless she belittled them. She had to show them as being dumb and ignorant or stupid. She had to come at their mistakes. And I think it's sad. It is tragic when we don't, when we hate each other, we don't respect each other.
That's right. That is so right. You're absolutely right. We have about 5 minutes left, and what we're going to do with before that 5 minutes, I was going to encourage you to write me. I do receive emails from some of you, but write me. Send it to Let's Talk Truth, and that's L-E-T-S without the apostrophe, L-E-T-S-T-A-L-K-T-R-U-T-H 333@yahoo.com. Write me, express yourself, do whatever it is you want to say. I promise you I will get back with you. I'll talk with you. We can become good friends through our email, and then eventually one day we'll meet. If you have a topic that you want to discuss and you want to be on my broadcast, send me an email. I'd love to have you on the broadcast. And our magazine is going to print in a few days. We've been working diligently on it. And so the first of the year, we're going to shoot it out to you. And hopefully, if you guys want to be a part of it, it's for ordinary voices. It's not for celebrities. It's not for anyone. It's for ordinary voices, people who don't talk daily, that don't have much to say. But you have a lot to say within, and you just don't have a platform to say it on. I want you to know that you're very welcome. That's what my broadcast is for. It's for ordinary people. If you'll notice, it doesn't matter how big we get. I'm not looking for celebrities. I'm looking for ordinary people with ordinary voices that have ordinary problems that we can solve it ordinarily. I enjoy doing it, enjoy talking with you guys when you send emails. I enjoy answering them. And I just thank all of you for being here tonight. Thank you so much, Mr. Motivator. And thank you, Louise, for coming by. Like I said, we're going to find out what's going on here. Okay. And anybody want to write in and tell me what they think is going on, we'll be more than happy to get with you. But it's something, you guys. It is something. Email me at Let's Talk Truth 333, at yahoo.com. Send me an email. I want to make sure you can also follow me on Twitter, Let's Talk Truth as well. So we are going to enjoy that. Enjoy, Mr. Motivator. Thank you guys for coming by. Y'all just bless me every Tuesday.
Thank you.
Louise, thank you for coming by. I thank my staff for everything that they're doing or that they didn't do. I don't think everybody was as pleased with my green room tonight because we didn't have our normal snacks and things out that we normally do. I'll get with my staff and understand why that didn't take place. But we hope you had plenty of liquid going so you could, stay hydrated. That's what we're trying to do, make sure you're hydrated. So I thank God for all of my friends and that listens. I have some friends in Houston that listen diligently. I want to say thank you guys for listening. Some friends in California. Have some newly planted friends in Midland, Texas. Thank you for listening. And for all the ones here in South, thank you for listening. I have a couple of friends that I've met from Canada. They listen in sometimes, so just thank you guys for listening all over. We meet new friends every day. Some people you don't hear from in a while, but it's so good to know that you always can have a friend. You have a really good friend. And so, women, I hope you didn't get upset with me tonight, but I hope everything I said you understood, that we really stand on it because it is true. Because, women, you have a different roles in your life to play, many hats you wear. And in order to do them successfully, you must do it by the book. You cannot compromise your roles. You just cannot do it.
powerful, powerful force to be reckoned with. So, again, thank you all for coming, and I am loving you with the heart of God, and I will be talking with you at a later date next week, same time, same studio. Thank you. Goodbye.